News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Senate passes a bill to protect kids online and make tech companies accountable for harmful content. In remarks, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, who co-wrote the bill, says social media companies with platforms often used by kids will generally need to default to the safest settings possible.
Social media platforms will be bound by a duty of care, legally required to exercise reasonable care to prevent their products from causing self-harm, suicide, eating disorders, substance abuse, and other harmful impacts.
Meta agrees to a $1.4 billion settlement with Texas in a privacy lawsuit over facial recognition. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Texas Attorney General says Meta's $1.4 billion settlement with the state over claims that the tech giant used biometric data of users without their permission is the largest secured by a single state. In 2021, a judge approved a $650 million settlement with the company formerly known as Facebook over similar claims of users in Illinois. Meta says in a statement the company is pleased to resolve the matter. In 2019, Facebook stopped automatically recognizing people in photos and suggesting people tag them, and instead of making that the default, asked users to choose if they wanted to use its facial recognition feature. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli military says it has struck the Lebanese capital of Beirut, targeting the militant commander allegedly behind the deaths of 12 children and teens. The strike comes days after a rocket strike from Lebanon killed the 12 youths. Israel blames the Hezbollah militant group, which has denied any role in the attack. A Hezbollah official and the group's TV station says that an Israeli airstrike hit Hezbollah's stronghold south of Beirut on Tuesday evening, causing damage. This is AP News. Kamala Harris heads to Atlanta.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making a political show of force in Atlanta today, meeting with activists and holding an evening rally. Campaign officials said the likely Democratic presidential nominee will be joined by Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, and will feature a performance by hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion, known for hits like Plan B and Hot Girl Summer. Democrats are hoping that with President Biden out of the race, there's new hope for the campaign in Georgia and other Sun Belt battleground states. Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon says that having Harris atop the ticket opens up additional persuadable voters, which she describes as disproportionately Black, Latino, and under 30. Republicans control the state government in Georgia. They counter that concerns over high prices and immigration will transfer from Biden to Harris in the historically conservative state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, are holding events in Pennsylvania and Nevada over the next few days. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.